it's bad enough they want power, but they want us dead. Okay?
Yeah.
If that sounds extreme, consider in my new book, The Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy, I have a whole section on depopulation efforts, and we talk about the 1974 United National Security Study Memorandum known as the Kissinger Report, where they basically said that population growth, especially in third world countries, represents a threat, a serious threat to U.S. security. And this study was adopted as official policy in 1975 by our only unelected president, Gerald Ford. Now, what does that mean? Well, in a 1981 interview, the former ambassador of South Vietnam, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Maxwell Taylor, a seriously high-standing member of the Council on Foreign Relations, advocated, he said, in the next century, well, that's now, he said, we've got to reduce population, and this will be done mostly in the third world, by limited wars, disease, and starvation. Well, Afghanistan, Iraq, we got limited wars, disease, we got AIDS just decimating Africa, and starvation. And as we all know, unfortunately, there are millions of people around the world right now, as we're all listening, fat, sat, and sassy, that are starving to death. All right? Prince Philip in England, who is part of this group, part of these globalists, says human population growth is probably the single most serious long-term threat to survival. Is it, if it isn't controlled voluntarily, it will be controlled involuntarily by an increase in disease, starvation, and war. Oops, you know, he must have been reading the same script as Michael Taylor. Now, I'm sure there are those who would say, well, yeah, wait, all he's doing is being philosophical, and if we don't change our ways, this is what we're going to be facing. Folks, listen to later. In later years, he mused, in the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute yep. something to solve overpopulation. Folks, these people, they're not content with taking our money. They're not content with wrecking our country. They want to kill you.
You've got a chapter on dead microbiologists. We've been talking about that for years, Jim. Explain.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure everybody thinks I just write a book and they just publish it. No, that's not the way it works, folks. I have to go through some very hard-nosed editors, and I have to go through what is known as the legal vetting process, and they got lawyers that look at everything. How do you know this? Can you prove this? Is this source? You know, who said
sure.
this? Is that a credible
source? Your stuff's explosive, James.
So when you read this stuff, don't think that I just lay awake at night making this stuff up. This is all very well-grounded stuff. And when I went and started researching the 100-plus microbiologists who have all met an untimely death over about the past 8 to 10 years, I knew that sounds so horrendous and so unimaginable that my hard-nosed editors were going to say, well, now, wait a minute, how do we know this? Can you prove this? So I went ahead and I double-checked up on every one of these, and I listed more than 100 microbiologists, the very people who would understand what disease really is, and furthermore, would be able to tell us whether it was a real pandemic or a phony pandemic, and more so, could tell us, well, hey, here's an antidote, here's the cure. And sure enough, I came out with 25 pages listing all of the book, listing all these people. And the editor said, that's 25 pages. You know, we can't spend all that. And I agreed with him. So all the names have been cut out, but I do mention it, and I give the website where you can go and you can count them and you can read the accounts of each of these persons' death. And it's absolutely amazing. There they are. Now, who's doing that? The very people who could tell us. And, of course, that leads us. Let's just go back 1 year, George.
Okay.
What were we all concerned about? Swine flu.
That's
oh, my God.
Which we said on this program, it's not going to be a pandemic. It's a push to get you a vaccine. Listen to us.
Exactly. They wanted to give you the vaccine. Are you ready for this? During the whole stretch of the Bush administration, the head of the director of the Centers for Disease Control was Dr. Julie Gerberding, okay? Mm-hmm. She was the one heading the group telling us, you got to get the vaccine. Oh, get the vaccine, protect you, protect your family. Oops, wait a minute, this vaccine didn't do real good, so go back and get the second vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to get that one. All right, as soon as Bush was out of office, Dr. Julie, she resigned as director of the Centers of Disease Control and is now become president of Merck Pharmaceutical
no way.
Vaccine Division.
Making zillions.
Making buku bucks. Now, folks, that's another thing. If we're going to pass a few more laws, let's pass a law that says no one who is in the public health service, who is supposed to be guarding the public health, can then leave and go take a lucrative job at a pharmacy.
Isn't it the same with those with the FDA who end up working for another company?
Exactly. Same law needs to apply to them. See, we have the best government that money can buy.
Yes, we do.